This is the one-stop FPL podcast.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of One Stop FPL with me, your host, Andy Johnson. On today's episode, we're going to dive straight into game week 32 with the deadline a little under an hour away. We're going to have a brief look at the fixtures and figure out who we think is the best captaincy as well as any potential last minute transfers. So without further ado, let's get into it. Okay then, let's dive straight into game week 32. The deadline is Saturday the 6th of April at 11 a.m. UK time, and that is a little under an hour away. So we'll crack straight on and we'll start with captaincy choices. And there are four or five standout options this week. We've got the perennial favourite for the armband, Erling Haaland, who is away at Crystal Palace in game week 32. He was, of course, rested in the midweek game against Aston Villa in the previous game week. So we do think that it's very likely that he comes back in at the weekend. It's also worth mentioning that Foden obviously got himself a hat-trick in that game against Aston Villa. He's been in great form, but I would just wait for any potential team leaks at Manchester City. They are the early kickoff this game week, so there is the possibility that we get some news ahead of the deadline to find out whether or not Foden and Haaland are starting. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see Foden rested this time. If Haaland was rested last game, we could see that happen to Foden in game week 32. So let's keep a close eye on any team news just before that deadline. Elsewhere, away from Manchester City options, we've got Cole Palmer. The Chelsea man is away at Sheffield United this week, and that will be off the back of a hat-trick for himself in that midweek game against Manchester United. Very, very late turnaround for Chelsea there. And Cole Palmer, as always, absolutely pivotal to anything good that happens at Chelsea at the moment. On penalties, in great form, and against one of the weakest teams in the league. Cole Palmer, a fantastic captaincy shout this week. Then next up, we've got Mo Salah, away at Manchester United this week. Now, he is a very good captaincy choice. I don't think he is quite as appealing as Palmer or even Haaland or Foden. I think the main reason for that is the uncertainty around his fitness. He came off at 59 minutes in the previous game week, which is just absolutely gutting for those that captained him in game week 31. Just the 2 points from him recorded in that. And he has been in great point scoring form recently. Just before that, in game week 30, he did get himself a goal. That came off the back of 12 shots. So he wasn't shy of trying. I think the problem was that he just hasn't been quite as clinical as you would have expected him to have been since he's come back from that injury. So he is an appealing option. He does have a good record against Manchester United. I've got some of the stats here for him against Manchester United. He's played them 12 times. We started against them 12 times. And in those last 12 starts, he's got 10 goals and 4 assists. So he does have good pedigree in this fixture, and he's not a bad captaincy shout at all. A couple of differential picks for you now. This would be quite high risk, but Saka, who is away at Brighton, there is uncertainty over his fitness. If he does end up starting and you've got the captaincy armband on him, he could prove to be a great differential pick, but I do think that is pretty high risk. Arteta has said that they're going to leave it late to assess whether or not he can play. They're obviously hopeful he can. He's obviously crucial to Arsenal's title charge as we approach the end of the season. They won't want to miss him for too many games. So I guess if you are captaining him, fingers crossed he starts. And fair play, you're a very brave FPL manager if you go down that route. And finally, a big differential pick. If you feel like you've got to chase others in your mini league, or you're really trying to shoot up the rankings late on in the season, I wouldn't be averse to going for Dominic Solanke for captaincy this week. Away at Luton, it is a good fixture for Bournemouth. Luton, definitely no pushovers, but they are very leaky at the back. And I think Dominic Solanke would be a great captaincy shout in any other game week. It's just that there are lots of other very tempting options elsewhere that most FPL managers will go for. And that is why I think he's the biggest differential, but still a good option for the armband in game week 32. So there are the captaincy choices for this game week. Right then, a couple of other things to note. We've had confirmation that there is a double game week in game week 35 for both Chelsea and Tottenham. Chelsea's double in 35 will be away to Aston Villa and then at home to Tottenham. And Tottenham's double game week will be at home to Arsenal and then away to Chelsea. Tough fixtures for both, in particular, I think Spurs. But what that will do now is provide a little clarity for those who are planning their transfers around whatever chip strategy you are on. Now, I think that this news is particularly pertinent to those who are planning to use their free hit in game week 34. Chelsea and Spurs are not going to feature in most teams for double game week 34. And that is because Chelsea are away to Arsenal and Spurs blank. However, they've got reasonable fixtures now and they've got doubles after game week 34. So if you've got the likes of Son, Pedro Porro, Madison, if you've got the likes of Cole Palmer, Gusto, Petrovic, then these players are probably worth keeping now. I would say that if they were in double game week 36, then it might have been worth selling them. But the fact that they are going to be around for immediately after that double game week means that you can play those Chelsea and Spurs players up to and including game week 33, free hit them all out and get all of your doublers, all of your Liverpool and Arsenal players in for game week 34. And then you get all of those Chelsea and Spurs players back for their extra fixture in game week 35. So that's been confirmed. Worth noting that obviously you might now not want to go too hard on those players just because they're not easy fixtures. I mean, if you look at Spurs' fixture run, it is really, really tricky. So they've got Arsenal in 35 and Chelsea away in 35. Then immediately after that, they've got Liverpool away in 36. And they still have a game against Manchester City to play, which is almost certainly going to drop into game week 37. That will end up being a double. That will also feature a game against Burnley. But, you know, between 35 and 37, Spurs are going to play Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool and Manchester City. And that is a really, really tough run of fixtures. I think for that reason, I would say it's probably okay to only have Son from Spurs. I think it's probably actually best to just steer clear of that Tottenham defence for those games. Tottenham are struggling to keep clean sheets in the best of times, and I can't see it many in that run of fixtures. So I've got currently got Son and Destiny Udogie from Spurs. I've also got Cole Palmer, Gusto and Petrovic from Chelsea. I'll almost certainly be keeping all three Chelsea players because they're quite cheap and I think they're just nice holds. You can always bench them if you need to in certain tricky games, but even with tricky fixtures in a double, I quite fancy keeping those Chelsea players. With Spurs, I'm very tempted to sell Destiny Udogie ahead of that run-in. Probably not this game week, but I think it's understandable to free up some funds by selling players like Udogie, or especially if you've got Pedro Porro, quite an expensive defender, and I don't see many returns from him. Certainly not clean sheets. Could get attacking returns, but we haven't seen too many of them from him of late. So I think there's better value to be had elsewhere. in your teams, and I think it's fine to go with Son only from Spurs. If you want to, then you could always look at a differential midfielder from Tottenham like a Brennan Johnson. But I do feel that Son is probably the only essential Spurs player between now and the end of the season. Right, I think I'll leave it there as we're getting perilously close to the deadline. And I want to give you guys enough time just to listen to this ahead of that. So we'll just quickly run through my likely team ahead of game week 32. At the moment, I'm going with Petrovic in goal. He has Sheffield United away. Then I've got Udogi at home to Forest, Gabriel away to Brighton, and Ryan Aitnori at home to West Ham in a back three. Then I've got Salah away at Manchester United, Saka away to Brighton, Palmer away to Sheffield United, Son at home to Forest, and Anthony Gordon away at Fulham. And then up front, I've got Haaland away at Palace and Darwin Nunez away at Manchester United. If I get any news about Phil Foden definitely starting in that game away at Palace, I am very tempted to bring him in for Bukayo Saka. And that's purely just down to the fact that I'm on a free hit in 34, so I can bring Saka back in for that double game week. And I just feel that Foden might just edge Saka on points between now and game week 34. So I would be tempted to do that if I get any confirmation in the next 40 minutes or so. As for my benching decision, at the moment, I've gone with Muniz on my bench and I've gone Gordon in midfield ahead of him. And that's a tricky one. You've got Fulham against Newcastle. I would say Fulham at home, really, really strong outfit. And so it's tempting to go with Muniz. Gordon also has incredible home form, but this week Newcastle are away at Fulham. And for some reason at the moment, my gut instinct is just to go for Gordon over Muniz. I don't really have much logic behind that. It may well change at the last minute and might bring Muniz back in and start him ahead of Anthony Gordon. But yeah, at the moment, that's what I'm going with. The other big sort of benching headache I've got is whether or not to play Gusto or not. Chelsea away at Sheffield United. I've already gone with the Chelsea keeper, Petrovic. And that's just because I do think that Fulham could get something at home against Newcastle. So I have gone with Dubravka on my bench. That's why that makes that even more confusing and conflicting, because if I do think that, I probably should be picking Muniz ahead of Gordon. As I say, that could still change. With Gusto, I'm not too sure about a double Chelsea defence. I know they had a good result against Manchester United, but they did concede 3 goals. Chelsea just not looking particularly strong defensively at the moment. And I've got to pick one of two keepers, whereas I've got lots of defenders to pick from. And I like Udogi's fixture at home to Forest. I can't not play Gabriel. I do think that Arsenal will keep a clean sheet even against Brighton, who do attack very well. And then I've got Ryan Aitnori at home against West Ham. No guarantee of a clean sheet, but Aitnori is just such an attacking option in the defence. Pretty much playing as a winger for Wolves at the moment. Despite Hwang being back in training, it does sound, according to the press conference from Gary O'Neill, that Aitnori will feature and he'll play further forward as usual. So at the moment, Gusto is sat on my bench. So there you have it. That's my team. At the moment, the captaincy armband is on Cole Palmer. I would be very tempted to put it on Haaland or Foden if I do make that move. But at the moment, it stays on Cole Palmer. There you go. Best of luck to everyone ahead of game week 32. Thank you very much for listening. Good luck to everyone chasing a green arrow. And I'll talk to you again very soon.